I'm Marco Werman with The World. Good to have you with us today. There are not that many stories we cover that could literally affect everyone. Climate change is one. Here's another. Antibiotic-resistant superbugs. Antibiotics are so good at fighting disease, we kind of take them for granted. You develop a bacterial infection, your doctor prescribes an antibiotic, and you're good to go. If it doesn't work, your doctor has more than 20 different antibiotics you can try. But what if none of them work? That's happening more and more often. Welcome to the scary new world of antibiotic-resistant superbugs. One of the latest cases is among the most worrying yet. A Nevada woman died after her infection proved resistant to 26 different antibiotics, every single one available in the U.S. Helen Branswell of the medical news site Stat has been covering that case. What do we know about this case so far and this woman? What happened to her?
We know what the CDC has published in a brief report last week. The woman had spent a lot of time in India. She had an accident of some sort and broke her right femur. Consequently, she developed an infection in that bone and in her hip, and she was in and out of hospital in India. At some point, she returned to Nevada and went into hospital in August there, and they tried to treat this infection, which had become systemic. And nothing they had worked, and she died. And testing later showed that, as you said, every drug that would have been available to U.S. doctors couldn't have cured this infection.
And why do you think this case has gotten so much attention, especially for health professionals who seem rather frightened by it?
Well, you know, this is happening all over the world on a somewhat regular basis. I mean, the current estimate is about 700,000 people a year die with or from infections that can't be cured. But it's not typically visible. This case was really nice and clear. They could see what was going on. They tested it. They have the evidence. So they published it as a cautionary tale, and it really is showing people this kind of thing can happen.
Yeah, and you say this is happening all over the world more and more. I mean, these drugs, these antibiotics, changed the world. They ended a time when a bacterial infection was often a death sentence. Why are they starting to fail?
Well, I mean, the thing about bacteria is that they evolve, and they always had the capacity to evolve to the point where they could evade drugs. I mean, this is a natural cycle, but we hasten the cycle by the way we use antibiotics. For one thing, we use them when we don't actually have a bacterial infection. It's very common for people to go to a doctor with an upper respiratory tract infection and when they're feeling really crummy, and they probably have some viral infection, but they want something and the doctor gives them an antibiotic. It's not good medicine. And we need to stop doing that kind of thing. Another thing that we need to do, and this is a little bit in another direction, but we need to use these drugs more judiciously in agricultural production. They're used extensively in the production of animals raised for meat. So clearly steps have to be taken to limit that.
What about new drugs? I mean, there's hundreds of billions of dollars in big pharma. Is it hard to come up with new antibiotics?
The low-hanging fruit has been picked, and people have been searching for new antibiotics, but it's harder to come up with them. Once you get them, the problem is you need for those drugs essentially not to be used. So when you think about the way pharma typically works, they develop a drug, and then they want to sell as much of it as possible. And what the world needs them to do is develop a drug and then have everyone use it as sparingly as possible to prolong its utility. So, you know, people who are looking at the problem of antibiotic resistance have been talking about finding other ways to incentivize industry to do this crucial work.
So if new antibiotics may not be the ideal answer to antibiotic resistance, what else can governments and doctors and regular folks like us do?
Well, we can use them only when we need them. We can buy meat that hasn't been raised with antibiotics. We can make it clear through our actions and our purchasing that we take this seriously and we want our governments to too.
The woman who died in Nevada, as you said, she'd been hospitalized several times in India, and doctors and researchers are suggesting patients be more rigorous about giving their healthcare providers their travel histories. Make the connection.
Well, some places, and India is among them, have higher rates of some of these really multi-drug resistant bacteria than others. And in some countries, you can buy antibiotics over the counter. So that's fueling the development of resistance. So doctors need to know your travel history because it will tell them things that they might be on the lookout for, essentially.
Any lessons that you think we should take from the case of this one unfortunate woman in Nevada?
That this isn't theoretical. You know, people have been talking about a post-antibiotic era for a while, and it sounds really scary. And I think people think of it as something that might happen someday. But the reality is, it is happening now, and it's going to happen more. And so when you think about a lot of the medical procedures that have been developed, for instance, hip replacements, cardiac bypass surgery, even, you know, safe cesarean section births. I mean, a lot of these procedures may become too dangerous to do if we don't get this under control.
Helen Branswell with the medical news site Stat. She's been covering the case of a Nevada woman who died after her infection proved resistant to every single antibiotic available in the U.S. Helen, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.